For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. General Motors is refurbishing its Bowling Green production facility in preparation for building the next generation Corvette.
What I can tell you is that every generation of Corvette's been very exciting, and this will be no exception. The car is uniquely Corvette, but it's all new, so we're very, very excited about it.
The model design is under wraps, and Bowling Green plant manager Dave Tatum jokingly says secrecy around the new car rivals that of Apple.
We're building a pretty good buzz out there on the internet and the other other Corvette enthusiast areas, and many other just auto enthusiasts, and we like that. In fact, someone told me the other day that GM and Corvette has done a better job of protecting this one than anything they've ever seen. And I said, good, that's exactly the way we intended it.
The new C7 is the Fort Knox of Corvettes. Tatum says it's almost entirely a new car, but still maintains the Corvette look. The plant is making a $131 million investment and adding about 250 jobs, which will boost its workforce by about 50%. Getting to this point was a rocky road, paved with good intentions, but no guarantees.
You know, as you know, General Motors underwent the largest industrial bankruptcy in the history of the country. It was also very short. We went through it very aggressively, but it was a very, very stressful time for us as employees and certainly as leaders in the company. You know, we didn't, not only did we not know if we'd have a job, we didn't know if we'd have a company. We've rebounded very, very well from that. We've had 9 consecutive quarters of profitability. We've turned the corner on many, many, many of our issues from a model lineup standpoint. We've got a terrific lineup of vehicles across the spectrum today. We've right-sized our company to be structurally the way it should be.
Although Bowling Green is home to the Corvette, producing the next generation was no slam dunk. Plant manager Dave Tatum says his workforce had to earn the right to make the C7.
You've got to be globally competitive to do business with our company, and you're not going to get away with just, you know, being as good as it once was. It's got to be greater than ever, and that's the responsibility that we took on here in Bowling Green.
The Bowling Green GM plant will stop producing the current generation for all of July to allow for construction in preparation of the new model. Employee John Andrews leads a hard hat tour of the assembly room.
You're getting one of the rare glimpses behind that plywood wall that we just walked past. We talk about not wanting to discuss product. We're still doing tours, but we've got to keep this activity and that activity separated, which is what we're using the plywood wall to help us to do.
John Andrews is launch manager of a new $50 million body shop that replaces the area where the Cadillac XLR was built before production ended in 2009. The body shop replaces the one built in 1996.
This was the XLR shop. We've taken roughly 80,000 square feet that we used for that. We've demoed that. We had several pits we had to fill in. We've prepped the area, and now we've started to set all this tool and equipment. You can imagine what the technology leap is for us. We are ecstatic to be given the opportunity to make that leap. But along with it comes a lot of training we need to do with our workforce. So we've got not only the installation going on, but we're also in the midst of a major training program for all of our people.
In addition to construction, local GM leaders have been in the engineering, design, and planning phase, but plant manager Dave Tatum won't say when production will begin the model year of the new Corvette, nor when the C7 will hit dealer showrooms.
I think that if we talk about when we're going to do that, that might kind of reveal some of our competitive advantage, so we're going to kind of keep that one quiet.
Plant tours to the public will end September 14th, and there's no date set for when the tours will resume. That's to keep GM's best-kept secret exactly that. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.